Good morning. I'm Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. What a pleasure it is to have all of you here today. For those of you, how many of you were here 2 years ago for the groundbreaking? What a change. Let's give Marone actually a round of applause for all of that. I think this is a real success story, personally, as I was thinking back a couple years ago and all the things that have happened here and all the things that have come forth and that have happened in this site. The disappointment of the prior occupant and then what's happened today and what we've seen here with investment and real investment to create jobs. I love the white shirts, by the way. To create jobs of local people here in this region is a real example, and stay with me on this one, a real example of government working. Government working. From the city to the county, MEDC, the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, USDA, Rural Development as well, all the kinds of things that have happened to make this really come together as a world-class production facility is really something that everybody here can be truly proud of. We have a brief program arranged, and I'd like to introduce, to kick the program off, as I was talking about the government that worked, the real base of this whole thing, the city of Bangor. The mayor of the city of Bangor will be with us to just give a few comments, Nick Householder. Nick has been in politics, he tells me, about a year and a half, so he's a virgin at this, but as we look at the kinds of opportunities that he has so far, what a great way to start. Welcome.
I would like to welcome all of you on behalf of the city of Bangor. We're so proud to have Marone to be part of our fine city. On behalf of the city, we applaud your expansion. We hope this is just beginning. And we all hope that you all have a great day today. Great weather, great building, great people around us. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Truly, it is a great day. And next, it's my pleasure to introduce someone who really doesn't need much of an introduction, but I always love to do this. If you want an example of why it's important to have a chair of the Senate Ag Committee from Michigan, the original contact with Pam Marone happened in a tour, I believe, more than 2 or 3 years ago. And Debbie made the comment, gee, you ought to be in Michigan. We know this plant in Bangor that would be perfect. So I'll be a little more formal. It's my pleasure to introduce the chair of the United States Senate Committee on Agriculture, Forestry, and Nutrition, Debbie Stabenow, who really is, really brought this to be. So Senator Stabenow.
Yeah, thank you. Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be back, Pam, with all of you, Dr. Marone and company. To see everything that has happened and to have a chance. We were saying upstairs that it kind of looks like a microbrewery. You could probably, you know, on weekends, you guys, you could start a little shop up here, I think, probably. But it is very exciting to be back in Bangor, Mayor. It's wonderful to be back here. And Jim, thanks for your leadership with the Michigan Agribusiness Association, all of your members. And it's wonderful to have our USDA Administrator for Rural Business and Cooperative Services here, Lillian Salerno. Thank you so much for being here. And Jim Turner, USDA State Director. I'm really pleased that our USDA Rural Development team was able to come forward and partner and provide a $10 million loan to be able to help make this happen. This is not only an example of folks working together in the public sector, but I was saying to Pam, it's an example of wonderful science, innovation, entrepreneurs, people are willing to take a risk to be able to invest and create something new. And it's very exciting to see this in Bangor. You know, there's a story, and Mayor, you probably know this, but there's a story about how in 1841, a ship full of apples and seeds wrecked on Lake Michigan, right outside here, in 1841. Those seeds washed ashore, they were scooped up and planted, and it marked the beginning of the apple orchards here and of the fruit-growing belt that we value so much throughout West Michigan. Of course, these days we can't wait for a shipwreck to bring economic opportunity. We have to look for other things. So I kind of view us as like the lighthouse guiding ships ashore, guiding from the other world of California. We guide people across the country to the shores and to here at Bangor to say that you should be here and be creating economic opportunity. As Jim said, Pam and I met back in the early days of 2012 when I was actually taking a tour out in California. I kept telling people all the time when I took over as chair of Agriculture Committee that we have more diversity of crops than any state but California. And so the Californians said, okay, well, you got to come out and we want to show you what we do. So I had been in the Central Valley. I was going up. We don't do rice here. And so I was up in Sacramento looking at the rice fields. And somebody said to me, you need to look at what this group, MBI, is doing on research. It sounds like something you would really be excited about. So we had the opportunity. We were driving across California. I said, well, let's stop. I want to see it. I was particularly excited, a woman-owned business person, a scientist. And so we came in and started looking around, and I was truly just blown away by what I saw, what they were doing with insects and weeds, you know, and a lot of stuff. And then when she said to me, you know, we're working on something that would affect zebra mussels. Hello, my eyes perked up. And I said, well, we know about zebra mussels. We got a whole bunch of those if you want to do research on them. And then I said, well, you know, where are you going to scale up? How are you going to do this? And well, they'd been looking around, but nothing, I guess, really fit. I said, you need to be in Michigan. You need to be in West Michigan on the lake shore. And then you can take a pipe directly from the plant to Lake Michigan with all your new biochemicals, and we'll get rid of the zebra mussels once and for all. So it was exciting to learn that you could take animal and plants and bacteria and certain materials to control pests, improve plant health, increase crop yields. We could do it through something called bio-based pesticides. This is really an exciting part of our future, I think, in agriculture, as well as our future here in Michigan. The challenge, as always, is to scale up. It's to go from what we saw in the beginning. If you haven't seen what's under the microscope, figure out how do you get it upstairs into these great big vats. How do you do that? And that's what's being done here without sacrificing quality. That's what all the experts are doing right now. And so I'm really excited that we're able to bring this important new science and business to West Michigan, where we grow blueberries and grapes and apples and all kinds of other things. I know that it's a good match. Not only are we excited to have the jobs and to have the new business, but I know that it's important to you to be in the central United States, and that's where we are. That it's important for you to be close to universities, and we have the best in the country, in my judgment, bar none. You wanted a facility you could retrofit to grow right here. Here it is. And most importantly, good people. Good people to work here, good people in the community, good people. That's what we provide most of all. So, again, congratulations. And we're looking forward to Zewinox to come on the market here to tackle those zebra mussels and other things that we would gladly give to anybody else that would like to have them. We don't want them. But let me also say that just like in 1841, the people of Southwest Michigan, people of Michigan know an opportunity when we see one. And just like a shipwreck brought apple orchards here, an empty biodiesel plant can be turned into a shiny, state-of-the-art production facility like the one that we are christening today. Congratulations. We look forward to much, much more, many more exciting days and years to come. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I love to say that, too. the one thing that I was talking to Rich Rominger a little bit ago about, California may be more diverse than we are agriculturally, but we have this fresh water thing going on here, Rich, that's pretty important. And in fact, the Central Valley could use some of that, I think, right now. But I want to do one other thing that we see all the Maroon folks around here with the white shirts on. How many of you are from Michigan originally? Can you raise your hands? I think that's pretty special, because this is a world-class high-tech facility, and you, as you think about the science that it takes to run one of these facilities, and these are the folks that are doing it, and that's terrific. Our next speaker is actually celebrating an anniversary today. Lillian Serrano is the administrator of the Rural Business and Cooperative Service in USDA, Rural Development Agency. She actually was officially named to that position a year ago today. I'm sure you were acting before that as those processes move forward. But we're pleased to have you here today because of the investment and the commitment of USDA and Rural Development to help make this facility a reality. So if you could offer comments as well, certainly, again, an example of partnership.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here, and so thanks for inviting me. So I'm Lillian Salerno, and I actually feel very comfortable in this factory. I come from a manufacturing background in a small town in rural Texas where we decided to put a facility in to create some economic development when I was young and I didn't know any better. And I remembered how hard it was, but I had this amazing experience growing up in a small town where nobody told me I couldn't do something. And so I think that's one of the important things of building these kind of opportunities in rural America is this country is really, really needing doubling down in the rural part of this country. So on behalf of the Obama administration and Secretary Vilsack, you all are so lucky to have a great senator that's the chair of the United States Agricultural Committee, because she's doubled down on this. And I'd just like to again say thank you, because without her, this farm bill wouldn't have happened. Without her, the energy title wouldn't have happened. Without her, the idea of investing in the rural part of this country wouldn't have taken the importance on the part of the farm bill that we did receive. And so we're all very happy, and you all are especially lucky to have her in your state. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Senator. So I'm so lucky because I get to come to ribbon cuttings and get to show, help invest your tax dollars, our tax dollars, into projects that make sense. And this certainly is one that makes sense. I think about when I'm just looking around the room and noticing folks from California and folks from Michigan. I'm from Texas, so of course I go to any football game. And so I happened to be in California when the Rose Bowl happened, because I have a 16-year-old son and got to attend. And I found myself amidst my son and I bought tickets at the front door, believe it or not, for only $115. It was pretty good, because we were visiting friends out there. And when I went into that stadium and saw that green and saw, and had a lot of Stanford friends there too, I looked at it and I was like, there's just no way that these guys aren't going to come out with a win. And that was such an amazing game. And I remember my son, who's plays football back in Texas, as you must do, as you know, he just said, Mom, I really like the team, but I really like the Stanford band. And I said, why? And he goes, because they're not wearing uniforms, and they're all sort of acting crazy. And if those of you who are at the game, you know, they're pretty amazing band. And I look around the room, and I just notice how we have this amazing teamwork between parts of California and Michigan on this project. And I think all of us that were at that game know what a win it was. Just maybe the Stanford fans didn't think it was a win, but all of us had a really good time. So it was an amazing time. But I think back what he thought he was, we were totally rooting for the Spartans. But for him, when he looked at that band and he saw them not wearing uniforms, he just pointed it out, because he's obviously never wanting to wear a uniform as a 16-year-old boy. So I just remembered that. So congratulations for that win. It was amazing. I wanted to just take an opportunity to just share with you some of the investments we're trying to do just for the state of Michigan, for the rural development mission area. Under this administration, we've invested $5 billion. So that's $5 billion under the rural development, so towns of less than 50,000 people. And so we're making those investments because we're doubling down that this new economy is the bioeconomy. And so an example of what Dr. Marone and the team here has done is exactly the kind of stuff that this administration and this Secretary of Agriculture wants to invest in. In fact, until I got held up at the airport for about 7 hours yesterday, I didn't know, as the administrator for the Rural Development Mission Area, I hadn't, in my briefing paper, I did not know that we actually had invested by being sharing a license with the Dr. Marone and this Marone Corporation from something that we had done science on. So this is really the best example of where the government does some investment in science, and then we allow the private sector to come in and tell us how to do it, because we don't do that part real well. That's not what we do. And then when one wants to expand and grow, we can come in and make sure that banks have enough capital so they can invest in these kind of operations. So that kind of government makes sense. And no matter, you know, what part of the line that you sit on, when we can invest in rural communities and create jobs so that young people and people want to move back into these communities, it works. And so just on behalf of this administration and on Secretary Vilsack, we just say hats off to this operation for doing this kind of good work. We believe that you're doing the kind of things certainly we want to support, between the bio-preferred piece of this and the export opportunity of this and the fact that we're doubling down and making sure that there's new beginning farmers and they're going to know about these kind of scopes of work to make sure that when we're training for these new farmers that they know about these kind of opportunities to provide biopesticides. You've created a new industry. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And so, I mean, as much as when we sign these loans up there, I mean, it's not without reserve that somebody signs off on a $10 million loan, but when we see this kind of commitment and this kind of opportunity for this part of the country, it's not something that I don't sleep well. I sleep well knowing that the money is invested here. So congratulations to this group. We want to double down on you, and good luck in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Administrator Salerno. It does cause me pause, and you got to pay attention, Monique. Somebody mentioned the Rose Bowl, so we should yell, "Go Green." Some of you are a little slow on that. We'll have to practice, especially from Davis, so we'll have to work on that. Next, I'd like to introduce Jim Turner. Jim is the administrator, the state administrator of the Rural Development Agency for the USDA. Jim is no stranger to many of us. He's been involved in government, been solving problems for constituents when he worked for Carl Levin for many, many years, and since 2009 has been administrator of the Rural Development Agency and USDA for Michigan. And we like to refer to those as state administrators as the boots on the ground to make sure that things connect and things get done. So, Jim, glad you could be with us, and look forward to your comments.
Thank you, Jim. Jim and I have known each other for a long time, and as I think guys do who've been friends for a long time, they like to give each other a hard time. And we've done that on occasion. And I ran into Jim about 3 weeks ago, and he said, "You have to be nice to me now." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I'm introducing you at the Marone event." Boy, I'm glad that's over. We're very happy to be here with you today. We, as you've heard, we have a $10 million loan guarantee invested in this project. And as you've also heard, it's a part of in excess of $5 billion we've invested in Michigan. We're actually up to 5.6 now that we've invested under President Obama. Rural development does a lot of things in rural America and rural Michigan. Our biggest programs are in housing programs. We will provide probably 6,000 to 7,000 single-family home loans this year. We do that every year. We provide community infrastructure. We are looking at sewer and water projects right now in Berrien Springs. We're looking at financing a farmer's market in Benton Harbor. We're looking at a couple of, I think three, value-added producer grants to assist producers in increasing the value of their products right within probably 20 miles here. And we also have, an extensive number of business programs to stimulate community development in small towns. Of course, the one we're here celebrating today is the Business and Industry Loan Guarantee Program. And again, it's a $10 million deal that we did here. It's interesting what's happened with that program in the last 5 years. When I took this job, it was right at the end of the recession, the economic meltdown we went through. And most of the businesses that we were talking to were businesses that had, were good businesses in place, making good products, but have lost their line of credit because of the economic meltdown. So a lot of our work was refinancing small businesses, a couple of them up in the Muskegon area. I can't think of anyone right in the immediate area, but a lot of our business, up to a couple hundred million dollars worth of business was done, refinancing small businesses, just doing their job, playing by the rules, lost their capital. Today's a different day. Today's a very special day, because now our money and our guarantees are doing something very different, very positive, and we hope it's the window to the future. Today, in a small town, we're financing a new company for this community with a state-of-the-art product, state-of-the-art process, state-of-the-art jobs, good-paying jobs, that are looking into the future, a growing company. It's already employing 20, and we expect to employ many more. I hope that this is the future, not only of Marone, but of small town Michigan and of USDA Rural Development. So we're very proud to be part of this project, and we're looking forward to a great future for Bangor and for Marone. Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Forgot that I have the last word after, but we'll be kind. it is now my pleasure to talk about a little bit different level of government that was involved in this project. Senator John Prose was here when we first started looking around at this thing and trying to figure out what could happen. I think many of us were here when it was a biodiesel plant, and now and then at the groundbreaking when the addition was launched, and now today at the ribbon cutting. Senator Prose has been in the Senate since 2010. Before that was in the State House, represents the area well, and is what I like to refer to, our three legislators that are with us today, what I refer to as activist legislators. And by that I mean that they see a problem, they want to get involved, and they want to help get things done, and they want to bring jobs to their district. So Senator Prose, pleased to have you with us. If you would, just some comments on the kinds of things you see happening in Bangor this morning.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you. It's a great honor to join all of you today and to join my colleagues, Tanya Shoemaker and Eric Nesbitt, and I know we have a presentation in just a moment. I was asked to say a couple quick words. I think the words that you see emblazoned above me here speak volumes about what it is that we're celebrating today. It begins with what? It begins with Michigan Manufacturing by Dr. Marone. How lucky we are that Michigan Manufacturing is alive and well. How lucky we are that Michigan Manufacturing is employing Michigan residents, and in particular our Southwest Michigan residents. And isn't that, without question, pure Michigan? I think that works out the best. So it's a great honor for me to be here, and I look forward to our presentation and the continuing growth of jobs in Southwest Michigan, because Michigan Manufacturing, Dr. Marone, is in fact alive and well, is it not? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Next is part of what I refer to as that activist legislative team in Southwest Michigan, Chair of the House Energy and Tech Committee, Eric Nesbitt. Eric is with us and has a lot of experience in this area as well. And I think it's significant that both Eric and John have experience working with constituents here for a long time as well in their prior lives. So I think it's wonderful that we have Eric here. And Eric, I believe you have some comments. Do you want to do the formal presentation? And we ought to, why did we ask all three to come up? Senator Shoemaker as well, Senator Prose, and Dr. Marone. I have a feeling they would like to have this formal presentation to you. So, Chairman Nesbitt.
Just on behalf of the state of Michigan, Governor Snyder sends his regards. Sorry he can't make it here, but along with Congressman Upton, who appreciate your leadership and in investing here in Bangor. This is one of the areas that we knew needed some revitalization, and it's something working with the federal level, Senator Stabenow, and along with here and at the local level with the county and the city. And if you need anything, is going forward, we want to be partners in the growth. And as a farm boy myself that used to spray grapes, I'm kind of excited about this, to be honest with you. So that is so from the state of Michigan, congratulations on your grand opening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next person I'd like to introduce, I'm going to actually be more formal because Dr. Pam Marone is, of course, the CEO and the founder of Marone Bioinnovations and also the CEO of Michigan Manufacturing, Marone Michigan Manufacturing. Dr. Marone started the company in 2006 to discover and develop effective and environmentally responsible biologically based products for pest management and plant health. In August 2013, just about a year ago, she led this company to be listed on the NASDAQ and raised in excess of $56.4 million in capitalization. Prior to establishing MBI, and if you want a track record of success, Dr. Marone founded AgriQuest from 1995 to 2006, where she was again CEO, chair, and president. Before AgriQuest, she was founding president of Entrotech, biopesticide subsidiary of Novo Nordisk. And Pam started her career in biopesticides by leading the insect biology group at Monsanto, and we won't say what those years were. She certainly is a leader in the industry. She's a leader not just in the pesticide industry, but especially the biopesticide industry. She is truly in the industry, well-recognized and a legend for the things that she's done, the product she's brought to the market, and the kinds of things that she's done. And I think if you look at what she's done in the small town of Bangor, Michigan, she's done special things for rural Michigan as well. And we're pleased to welcome Dr. Pam Marone and Michigan Marone, Michigan Manufacturing, to Bangor. Pam.
I know when anyone ever says I'm a legend, that means I am getting old. But thank you, Jim, for emceeing. Good afternoon and welcome to the manufacturing plant. Senator Stabenow, Administrator Salerno, State Director Turner, State Senators Prost, Shootmaker, and State Representative Nesbitt, and Mara Householder, thank you for being with us today to celebrate the grand opening of Marone Michigan Manufacturing in the small but mighty township of Bangor, Michigan. To all of our honored guests, thank you for all the steadfast support over the past 2 years and for sharing the vision of making Southwest Michigan a center of innovation in bio-based manufacturing. I also want to thank the city of Bangor. I have a lot of thank yous, sorry. But it's not just about me. Just because my name's on the main doesn't mean I can't do it alone. It's a huge number of people, and it does take a village. And that village is the city of Bangor, Van Buren County, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Southwest Michigan First, USDA, and Senator Stabenow for working so closely and collaboratively with MBI in making our decision to build M3, whatever you want to call it, in Southwest Michigan, the right decision. And I have some thanks for our employees. I want to thank you for our COO, Hector Absey, who took over this project last year and appointed a talented team to lead the project, including our Director of Operations, Luis Leyva, the M3 Project Manager, Vice President of Manufacturing, Kent Sprout, and the M3 Site Director, Gordon Grove. And all the employees in Davis who supported them, and our growing team of white-shirted M3 employees over the past year to make this plant a reality. Special thanks also goes to the Michigan-based engineering firm, BP&R. They jumped in when we needed them to fast-track this project. Without them, we couldn't have done it, as well as the local vendors and skilled engineers, plumbers, electricians, technicians and construction workers that contributed to the successful completion of our Phase 1 expansion here. To name some key ones, there's W. Soul, Lakeside Mechanical, Field Plumbing, Q3 Technologies, and R Factor. Special thanks to our board members and investors. We have some here. And also to our customers, such as Titan Pro, so pleased to see them here, as well as Les Lyman from Tremont Group. Without customers to help us sell this product, we wouldn't have a business. With the ribbon cutting of M3 today, Southwest Michigan is key in our vision of a growing global movement to firmly establish natural, biologically based products as the foundation in agriculture, turf, ornamental, and water treatment markets. I got the idea that I wanted to look for a natural product to control pests when I was young, about 8 or 9. And most people don't know this particular story. But seeing the gypsy moths devastate the Connecticut woods on the 40 acres where I grew up, I asked my mom, how do you control pests? and how can you do it without killing bees and birds and so forth. And she actually had me write a letter to the USDA. And I got back from the USDA in 1967, 8, sometimes something like that, a brochure about integrated pest management. And she still has it. I wanted her to get it out here on display today, but it's in the closet of mementos in her, you know, Pam Proud box. And she still has it. And that little brochure has grainy black and white photos about how you control pests through integrated pest management. What I didn't know then, what I know now, is that that was when IPM was first invented. It's amazing. And so USDA has had influence, obviously, on me from a long time. We at Marone Bioinnovations are demonstrating that the natural world can and does provide us with the solutions necessary to address the key challenges today facing humanity and the environment, solutions that can be superior and more sustainable than those mankind can create or envision on our own. With the world population at 7 billion, expected to go to 9 billion by 2050, it is a huge challenge to feed all these people and do it more sustainably. But it's also a huge opportunity for those of us, like Marone Bioinnovations and others, who can meet this challenge and do it in a more sustainable manner. In 8 short years, MBI has made significant progress, and this plant, with products made right here, will allow us to help reach this food production challenge and to reach our vision of biologicals as the foundation in crop production and water treatment. Thank you for working with us to make this vision a reality. Thank you very much.
I call you a legend just because of the kinds of things you've done and the kinds of things you've done here, and certainly you are. If you look at the biopesticide movement, I think in the United States, a real leader in all of that, Pam. So I wasn't commenting on your age, or because I would be too much of a target. Appreciate everyone being here. This is a real opportunity for all of us to learn a little bit more about biopesticides, learn a little bit more about Marone, and also learn a little bit more about our future, because sustainability is driving much of what we do in agriculture today, and biopesticides are on everybody's lips as we talk about the kinds of pest management tools we're going to be looking at in the future. That pretty much concludes our program. We will ask you to exit back to that direction just the way you came in, to the lunch that's outside. The ribbon cutting will be outside in front of the building, in front of the sign. There will be several photos taken there, so we will ask that those photos transpire. And Sally, is there anything else we should add, or is that pretty much the direction? Perfect. And as I looked at the size of those scissors out there, be careful. Those things are huge. But let's give Pam and the team another big round of applause.